Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Listen, folks, I want to get to it right away. I got some media, social media platforms. I want to direct you to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to play some videos for you. And for those 154 cities that are listening to us, you'll hear all that you need to hear. You'll get the visual. You'll get all the narration, okay? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And if you want to call in again at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Want to get to it right away, friends, and keep in mind the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I want to get to it right away. I want to show you how you are being conned again. Let's go back to the very beginning of the pandemic and pay attention, because the devil's always phone in the details, John 8:44, John 10:10, and his little minions. But notice how they slowly but surely, incrementally changed the messaging. Okay, we're going to go ahead and play this for you, and I want you to listen carefully again, friends. Listen to the people that you're listening to that are driving this narrative. Check this out.
20-to-1 return.
If you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up.
Consider the source. Consider the source, friends.
Infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small,
without
wearing a mask or physical distancing.
The corrupt CDC.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission.
No, they're changing their messaging together.
But they only slightly reduce the transmission.
Yep, now they're talking about a second shot and a booster shot.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasal pharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk
of severe disease among the teleprompter.
Vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and, to some extent, death. The booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
The plan is for every adult to get a booster shot.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Yeah, everybody.
There's been over a 20 to 1.
Everybody
return.
Get how that worked there, friends? See, the very ones selling you the fear are the ones profiting, right? We all paying attention to this? Just want to make sure everybody's still on the same page here. And if not, hopefully we're turning your eyes open to what the truth of the matter is. I also wanted to let you know concerning what they said to their narration. The corrupt CDC was under investigation in 2015. The WHO, which, by the way, is not a doctor, the head of that organization, but he is linked to terrorism. His history is linked therein, and which, again, should come as no surprise, Leviticus 26, verse 15. And then when you look at Bill Gates, who's not a doctor nor an elected representative, he's the one paying for all this narration. And what's also interesting to note is Anthony Fauci. And, folks, what they have told you since the very beginning to where we're at today, the opposite has been true every single step of the way. Every single step of the way. Matter of fact, I have right here brand new news again, staying on top of our game here. It's interesting to note, registered nurse suffers from pericarditis from Pfizer shot, put in hospital section for vaccine injured as she was the seventh patient admitted that day for heart issues following the COVID shots. You know, if anybody should know better, it should be these nurses. And interestingly enough, they just want to go ahead and see if the fire's hot. And then once they step in, they touch it, they find out that the people like me were telling her the truth, when in fact she should have knew better. And it's interesting, it's these people that are telling us, they're the ones that are qualified to tell us what's good for us and what's not. Well, how's that working out for them today? Okay. No, I'm not a doctor. But again, I'm not to judge by the fact that you are accredited by some organization or some college that doesn't know how to tell you the truth. Okay? What matters is, do you know how to tell the truth, and do we know how to judge men by their fruit? Because the church, we are called to be fruit inspectors, and if we fail to do what the Lord has told us concerning judgment in such a fashion, we're going to fall to the same things that these ignorant are falling to, namely those that should know better. Again, I was just highlighting the fact that we have a registered nurse who was the seventh patient admitted that day for heart issues following COVID shots. And keep in mind, friends, I am surrounded with doctors. I am surrounded with attorneys that are giving me firsthand information as to what is happening in the hospitals. And what we do know is a fact is the people that are in the hospitals are the ones that have in fact been, as they call it, vaccinated through the experimental jabs. Everything that you're hearing from these individuals, these incarnate devils, John 8:44, consider the source. Everything they're telling you, again, the opposite is true. And when I make reference to Isaiah 5:20, I want you to hear this. Woe, it's a curse. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, and put bitter for sweet and bitter sweet for bitter. In other words, those that are telling you the lie in the place of the truth, which you just witnessed and you just heard with your ears and you've seen in some cases on social media platforms with your eyes, the fact of the matter is, friends, every single one of them, let me reiterate the point, must be prosecuted for their crimes against humanity on a global basis. And we know that this is happening in India right now concerning Bill Gates. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of sonsoflibertymedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want to show you this because, again, we're giving you information that the mainstream media means to censor criminally, okay? What the mainstream media and these big tech companies are doing is illegal. It's administrative law, just a reminder. It runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution makes what they're doing right now in the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment, null and void. But as you can see, they love to censor those that are telling you the truth. Well, here we are. And by the grace of God, we're not moving. Want to go over to the next point, okay? This is some of the information. As I've said before, I get about 200 to 300 emails a day into the offices here, and we vet the information. And I want to tell you, thank you for sending the good information, vetted information. Well, this just happens to be one of those. And this is the Omicron. This is season one. I want to show you how this is all contrived. It's all fake. It's all being recorded to make it look like it's actually happening. What's going on behind those cameras that are filming these useful idiots, that are setting themselves up for the fall? They just don't realize it yet. I want to show you this, and I want you to look at what's going on. You got to pay attention to the details on this video, because what it shows you all of these actors, and actors they are, as you will see, and you will see the camera crew going around, in front, behind. You'll see them basically play out a part, these actors, and you'll notice that they'll stop right after they get behind the cameras, which shows you that this is all premeditated in the sense of trying to sell the American people and people on a global basis this said pandemic. You ready for this? Okay, here we go. Again, I want you to pay attention to the details. I'll play it a couple times for you. Here we go. The camera crews are going back and forth. They're allegedly in a hospital. They got the train tracks with the cameras on going back and forth. This is all staged. But they'll sell it to you as, look at the severity of this new, well, Omicron, this variant, and you need to get vaccinated, friends. Look what's going on behind the scenes. Now look at this. You see a patient being pushed on a gurney. After they get past the said cameraman, all of a sudden they stop, and the alleged victim on the gurney is laying there with a smile on her face looking at the cameraman as if to suggest that she, did we do a good job or do we need to do it all over again? Did we do a good job or do we need to do this all over again? Folks, again, this stuff has been exposed over and over and over again. And what I recollect even now is I remember back in the early 90s, I do a whole piece on this. By the way, when you're on sonsoflibertymedia.com, when you go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live, subscribe to that page, but also do your homework. Go to the content because I have a couple hundred educational videos which are timeless and are made applicable to the issues that we're dealing with. Now, namely this, there's a video called Are You Outfoxed? And it shows you how the mainstream media creates the news through their propaganda's useful idiots, okay? And again, consider the source, Ephesians 4:14. But also consider, friends, that I remember back in the 90s when this whole thing came out with the whole Iraqi and the Afghanistan wars that they contrived, friends, so they can make millions and millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people. Do you remember that in one particular case with the CNN, they basically contrived the whole thing? As a matter of fact, I want to see, while I have you on air right now, if I can't pull that up, because it is very offensive to say the least as to what these people will do and selling you the propaganda that they contrive. Because again, friends, that's all it is. It's all contrived. And I'm going through it right now. I'm about ready to pull up to. Okay, here we go. I'm going to show you this, and I want you to see for yourselves exactly what I'm talking about. This was CNN back in the 90s, and look what they were doing behind the scene, friends. Some networks, such as CNN, even went so far to just simply create the news, Saudi Arabia, the impression that war was inevitable, when in fact it was completely contrived.
It was almost exactly 2 hours ago when the sirens went off here in Saudi Arabia, where we are in eastern Saudi Arabia. There was no problem. However, there was an intercept elsewhere near the capital city, Riyadh. We've got some videotape of that you can take a look at right now.
It was all created.
The airburst in May have been an intercept of an incoming Scud missile. We're really not sure. All we know is that the air raid sirens have gone off, and we've heard the outgoing roar of at least one A-grade missile. We've heard some sort of airburst.
All created.
Where we are right now, we're waiting to see what's happening. As you can hear, the air raid sirens are still going off around us. Can't see much of anything, and frankly, this is what we can show you on television right now because of military restrictions from both the Saudi.
This was all filmed in Atlanta, and they were selling to the people on a global basis, CNN was, that they were in Saudi Arabia, and this alleged, I should say this self-proclaimed journalist was portraying to the people that he was under attack. Keep in mind, these CNN anchors were in Atlanta, okay? This is all a charade. Now watch this. This is how they're playing back and forth together.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so.
Now watch this. Now this is leaked footage, which shows the reporter making jokes.
Look at this.
This is off record now. Okay, this is what's happening when they're done editing.
I can't.
They're making fun.
Boy, do I almost look stupid.
Okay, so CNN lied in 1991, and you just seen it for yourself, friends. It was all staged, just like everything else going on through the mainstream media. Just like what I just showed you here. This is all staged. You can see the cameraman. Folks, matter of fact, I mean, you're talking I should say you're listening to a guy, Bradley Dean, who has been under attack from the mainstream media for 23 years. And I can tell you this is exactly how they operate. They already have the narrative set. They just need to create the narrative. See, the problem is when you take them to task, that's where their issue becomes a reality. And that's why you have to bring judgment to these criminals. But look at this. This is all created. All created, Americans. All created. You ask a foreigner coming from the Middle East, flying into New York or LAX or Chicago international airports, they'll tell you your information is completely untrue. I want to put this up to what is, in fact, happening again before I get to the main topic here. I want to show you, again, going back to Health Impact News, they have a brand new website up now for the people that have had adverse side effects from these said experimental jabs. Getting back to reality here, friends. Now, put this up against the information that I gave to you just a couple minutes ago with that of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and the head of the CDC. And isn't it interesting how the mainstream media is right there to put the microphones and the cameras right up to their face and mouths? Not in that order. But here you have it. There's a brand new website, Real Not Rare, new website for COVID-19 vaccine injured. Why is all this being censored? Friends, why is it all being censored? Only you can answer this question. Because whatever we see out there is a reflection of what we tolerate. And guess what we're going to hear tomorrow? We're going to hear another threat from the likes of Anthony Fauci. Everybody like being threatened by an unelected criminal? No, I didn't think so. But the fact of the matter is, again, this all stops, like the attorney said yesterday, this all stops when the American people stand up. And I'm talking about the whole of the American people stand up and put an end to all of this. An end to all of this, okay? And it's not going to stop until the American people put an end to all of this crime. You've been, Americans, you've been complaining about these crimes for decades. When does it get to the point where you say you've had enough? Okay? It's pretty embarrassing at some point. It gets embarrassing, doesn't it? I want to play this for you really quick. This is Anthony Fauci again. I want you to listen carefully as to how he's talking about pitting families one against another. You ready for this one? Here we go.
You know, there may be some personal rewards for getting vaccinated, but they still face all these restrictions and measures.
Well, yes, that is just the reality of the situation. I mean, one thing that vaccinated people can feel comfortable, for example, let's take the holiday setting. You're with your family. You have grandparents and parents and children. When you get vaccinated and you have a vaccinated group and you are in an indoor setting, you can enjoy, as we have traditionally over the years, dinners and gatherings.
I'm going to play the rest of this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas state troopers are seizing record amounts of fentanyl at the border crossings from Mexico. Jennifer Hatch with the Department of Public Safety saying the cartels sell it as synthetic heroin to increase their profits. Officials estimate they have seized enough fentanyl this year alone to kill 200 million people.
Bob Dole was a man of his word.
That's how President Biden described late Senator Dole during a memorial service at the Washington National Cathedral. Biden and Republican Dole served together for many years in the Senate, Biden praising Dole's willingness to work with Democrats to get things done.
It came time for literally the deciding vote on whether we're going to defund Amtrak, and he cast the vote against his party, deciding to keep funding Amtrak.
You're listening to USA Radio News. A new inflation report is released on Friday.
The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics showing that inflation jump that many were expecting. It was led by a spike in energy and gasoline prices. The consumer price index rising 0.8% in November, a significant month-to-month rise. And it shows over the past 12 months, prices have climbed by 6.8%. That's the highest year-to-year increase in nearly 40 years. Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner, lay the blame directly at the White House door.
When you look at the out-of-control spending, you're certainly seeing it weaken American families and certainly our financial security.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. The Biden administration insists that its projections show inflation will go down next year. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow unfazed by the latest news, trading in positive territory. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I just seen somebody say, and the Fed. Do you know, just a real quick note, if we stuck to the Constitution as it is written, we would have no federal meddling in our schools. That's a crime. It's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. No Federal Reserve. Okay. No U.S. membership in the U.N., which, by the way, we are the ones fueling the U.N. That was a creation of World War II because the League of Nations through World War I failed under Woodrow Wilson. We'd have no American troops concerning the 737 bases that they are on outside of America. We do not have constitutional authority to police the world, friends. No NAFTA. No GATT or fast track, no arrogant federal judges usurping state rights. We could remove them, and we still can. Article 2, Section 4, if they fail to sit during good behavior. Article 3, Section 1, no attacks on private property because it becomes yours. Therefore, there would be no income tax. That's what they're talking about concerning the Federal Reserve. By the way, it's a direct violation of the U.S. Constitution. Counterfeiting. Okay. So if you want to go ahead and put an end to all of this, what you have to do is get back to the U.S. Constitution. We could get rid of most of the cabinet departments, most of the agencies. They're all unconstitutional, most of them. And most of the budget, the government would be small, frugal, and limited. We have a limited government. Americans have failed to remember that. Who said that? Congressman Ron Paul back in 1998. Again, the warnings going unheeded by the American people, and that to their own demise. This is what happens when we refuse to listen to the warnings. Psalm 19:11, read them when you get a moment. I showed you all this the other day, and I want to make more of a point out of it because it kept coming back to me. And the reason and the way that criminals get away with the things that they get away with is the short-term memories of the American people. Now, I want to play something for you really quick. It's a video. You'll hear the audio, friends, as well. And with that said, I want to remind the American people that the global war on terror is, in fact, being used to bring in a global government of terror. What I'm going to show you here is I'm going to show you, this is not conspiratorial in the sense of theory, in any sense of the word. I'm going to, again, show you the fruit of what's going on here. Okay, so the global war on terror is in fact being used to bring in a global government of terror. When you read Leviticus 26, verse 15, who's the one that appoints terror? The Bible says the Lord is to a disobedient nation. Okay, so let's go ahead and watch this really quick. And I want you again to check out, in fact, what is happening in the United States of America. I'm going back just a little bit, and then I'm going to go forward, and I'm going to show you a video from Tom Fitton's organization called Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch had to sue the government to release the video that I'm about ready to show you in just a couple of minutes. But first things first, I'm going to show you this, and then we'll get to that. Cool? The global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror.
Ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. Friends, it is not just America that I'm now addressing. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. We see these officials act rather strangely after the supposed terror attacks. They seem to conglomerate on cue and all ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are supposed to represent. Now, concerning the current Obama administration in America,
terror
is nothing more than a created battering ram to end up government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian governments and establish a global government. Just ask Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, when she said of Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many ways. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while, it was Hitler who was the one that was doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending forth his brown shirts to incite the people to chaos so he could play the role of problem solver. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million innocent people were slaughtered. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned, "If tyranny or oppression come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy." Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. This is history simply repeating itself. We have a new devil, dictator wannabe, who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan. That plan has failed again and again. Why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again and again and again. Our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned no matter how wise man thinks that he is. General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957, "Our government has kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we didn't blindly rally behind it. You would think that that was what America was told by the president on September 11th, 2001. Well, it was. What is so self-defeating to the American people is the fact that when Barack Hussein Obama talks of condemning terrorism, that there are some that actually believe what he is saying. I said some. America fails to recollect that it is this president entertaining America's sworn enemies within the four walls of the People's White House as he celebrates Ramadan. This president has sent F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood. He has given them aid to the known sum of over $1.5 billion. He has appointed the Homeland Security advisors
Americans are
with
paying
known
for all of
terrorist
this.
Ties, as well as releasing five more high-risk detainees from Gitmo just this last week. Now, don't forget the recent appointment of Representative Andre Carson to House Intelligence Committee neither. After the terror attacks in France where 17 people were slaughtered in their streets, we see Barry Satoro, President of the United States of America, fighting to stop anti-jihad articles back here at home. This is the tip of the iceberg with this administration, and do not forget about Barry Satoro in Europe calling for a new world order as he had stated, there is no other way, or consider his speech in Brussels where he said,
and for the international order that we have worked for generations to build.
Now, interestingly enough, those that preceded Barack Hussein Obama, President George H.W. Bush on September 11, 1991, called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
Mr. Bush even went on to declare out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge.
A new world order can emerge. A new era, freer from the threat of terror. And today that new world is struggling to be born. A world quite different from the one we've known. When we are successful, we will. We have a real chance at this new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father...
This is right after September 11, 2001. This is Gary Hart, the U.S. Commission on National Security. Listen to what he's saying carefully, okay? George Bush Sr. is calling for a new world order over 202 times. After September 11th, this individual, Gary Hart, comes forth and forecasts what may become of the future for America if we don't pay attention to the details. I go on.
Phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. Think about this.
9 days later, it was said that President Bush would declare,
every nation in every region,
listen to what he says,
now has a decision to make. Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Sound familiar, friends? Sound familiar? Always dividing the people, aren't they? Yep. Because if they're divided one against another, they're easily conquered. And that's what we got to be careful of. Jesus warned of that in Mark 3:25. We have to unify. Read Ephesians 4. I go on. Now, don't forget about Henry Kissinger when he said that those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. So we see a totalitarian methodology come forth. In other words, they rule by force, not by law. Also concerning the Bushes, keep in mind that the father of George H.W. Bush, Sr., was Prescott Bush, who was indicted under the Trading with the Enemies Act. Prescott Bush was a shareholder of companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany.
Yep, this
he
is all factual.
He also aided in the rise of Adolf Hitler, who was attempting to establish a new world order.
The Third Reich.
Let me bring forth the correlation between Adolf Hitler and the present administrations that are attempting to advance the same ends with the same methodologies. Adolf stated, the only religion I respect is Islam. The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad. Now let's take that to Barack Hussein Obama, who stated, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Folks, why was Barack Hussein Obama calling for a new world order? Why is he now meeting with
designated Muslims? We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and we are going to get to the main point here.
Doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to book us, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. You can also check out our schedule on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Check out our store. You can also find us on BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. I want to get to the video that I was talking about because Tom Fitton's organization had to sue the government to release the video that I'm going to show you. Just think about that. We had to sue the government to release the footage of this 155-foot plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon, okay? Again, I'm not making this up. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to leave the show on a good note. I really do, so I got to get to this as quickly as possible. But Judicial Watch, again, a watchdog group, that had to, let me remind you, sue the government. The Justice Department had previously blocked demands for their release. Why? Okay? But Judicial Watch had to sue for its release. It reveals a surveillance camera in a Pentagon parking lot caught the moment the American Airlines Flight 77 allegedly, and I added the word allegedly, slammed into the southwest side of the Pentagon, the military headquarters. Okay? What you're going to see is a huge ball of flame, and it'll rise up from the building, and a black smoke starts gushing out. The lack of film evidence of the alleged attack had fueled assertions, suggesting that the attack had been faked or engineered by the Pentagon against itself. Well, of course. Hey, folks, James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into America, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. They create their own enemy to use politically to control or to garner control over their people. That's their end aim. And nobody has attacked America more than your said representatives and agencies since 2001, September 11th. A foreign enemy could not have dreamed of committing the crimes against we the people in this country more than our said government. And I'm talking about corruption again, okay? Now I want you to listen to this before I play it. Brian Whitman, a Pentagon spokesman, said the video appears to show the same scene as a sequence of still small images previously shown on U.S. television tracking the airliner's trajectory into the building. Okay? He said, we fought hard. This is Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, and I want you to listen carefully to what he said. He's the one that sued them to get the video that I'm going to show you. He said, we fought hard to obtain this video because we felt that it was important and complete concerning the public record with respect to the terrorist attack of September 11th. I want you to also keep in mind, before I play this video, friends, I want you to keep in mind that terrorism, defined in Oxford's English Dictionary, the original definition of terrorism is government by intimidation. Okay? Government by intimidation. I'm going to get to this now, and I want you to watch this video. And what I want you to do, I'll play it a couple times for you, but I want you to look at the details. And I want someone to show me where this 155-foot airplane is at. Because, friends, for the life of me, I can't find it. Here's the footage that Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch had received from the Department of Justice that he had to sue them to get, by the way. Don't forget that. He had to sue the government to get this film. Where is the 155-foot airplane? Where's it at? Anybody see the airplane? I didn't see it neither. Boy, all of a sudden it just blew up. And it's interesting, when you look at the comments being left, not a one of them believes what the government sold them or the mainstream media sold them concerning the narrative that an airplane 150 feet long slammed into the side of the Pentagon. I'm playing the video right now. I'm playing the video right now. I'm going to play it one more time. And then I'm going to show you from a military website the pictures. There was 25 pictures of where this crash took place, this terrorist attack took place, and at no point can you find any piece of an airplane. I'm showing you the video right now on social media platforms. There is no airplane. It's been reported that it's been a Tomahawk missile. Now, isn't it interesting that this took place September 11, 2001, 20 years later, 20 years it took to get this film released to we the people in this country? Why? Why? I mean, outside of the obvious, why? Is this a theory too? I'm showing you the video. A picture's worth 1,000 words. How about a two-minute video? Does that account for anything? Because that's what I'm showing you. Actually, it's 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Okay? Now, I want to go over and I want you to see this, if I can find it really quickly. And it is, the page is called military.com. And I want you to look at the pictures, because as we look over these pictures, at no point can we find anything to do with an airplane. Oh, and by the way, for those that did not know, after the two towers fell, did you know that all of the building materials were sent to China immediately? I'm just throwing all this factual information your way. Call it what you will. Call me what you will. But who has attacked you? Who has usurped your God-given rights more than your own said representatives since this date? Can anybody show me where this airplane's at? Because I can't find it. This is from a military.com page. Where's it at? A 155-foot airplane, and there's not one piece of an airplane. And the American people drank in the Kool-Aid. Now, what's interesting is if you go to that of New York, we were just there 2 years ago, I just started asking questions to those that were residents of New York about the alleged terror attacks. You know what's funny? First thing he said, our government did it. That's the first thing he said. I never met the man a day in my life. That's all you have to do is see as to who's profited from these terror attacks, friends, and who the terrorists are. Because we can see clearly as to what's transpiring in front of our faces today. Now our new enemy is an invisible enemy, and we can see who is doing the same thing that has been done over the last 20 years that I've been aware of. We're seeing the same exact cycle being played out with the use of this pandemic. Exact same things. Got to give up your rights. Now they want to inject you. They want absolute control over your bodies. Nope. It's not going to happen here in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to end the show on a good note. I want you to pay attention to this because this is second to none. I love it. Okay. Watch these gangbangers. You ready for this? This is beautiful. This is beautiful. You'll hear it too as well, friends. You'll hear it as well. This is awesome. Now watch this. We got four black dudes, gangbangers, I'm sorry, five of them, going in front of people's houses. Now check this out. Amen. Amen. Looks can be deceiving, my friends. They bring it. Amen. Amen.
Our finest gifts we bring, to lay before the King.
Amen. We're having church up in here, folks.
Me and my drummer.
Amen. Man, if I was in a black church right now, they'd all be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Nope, I'll get out of the way, and I'll let the brothers from another mother bring it down. Acts 17:26. Folks, this is outstanding. I want you to have a great weekend. I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. We love you by what we do. And again, we're here, friends, doing our best to give you what it is that the mainstream media means to censor. Because, friends, here's the bottom line. We, under God, can do this. Let me say it again. We, under God, in Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we can do this. And don't you ever forget it. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you tomorrow for 2 hours. I want to say Merry Christmas for the month of December. Merry Christmas. And again, we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.